Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Elon Musk is currently standing in the Oval Office with Donald Trump. He has a black eye on his right eye for some reason. We didn't know if anybody was going to ask him about it, but then one reporter throws the question out. Now, keep in mind, this was only a few days after Elon Musk called out Donald Trump's big, ugly bill as being big and ugly and costly. So I'm not throwing any accusations out. I'm just asking questions here.
Well, I wanted to ask quickly, Mr. Musk, what is your eye okay? What happened to your eye? I know this was a bruise there.
Well, it wasn't, I wasn't anywhere near France. So,
He's making a joke about Macron. Anywhere near France.
What does that mean?
I didn't know this was the
First Lady of France.
I didn't know this.
I just wasn't around with little X, and I said, go ahead, punch me in the face, and he did. Turns out even a five-year-old punching you in the face actually does.
No, was X that did? X could do it. If you knew X,
I saw his mom right now. I didn't really feel much at the time, and then I guess it bruises up. But I just wasn't around with the kids.
I didn't notice it, actually.
That is such a lie. Yes or no? Do you guys believe that? If I had a friend, like if I was going out with a girl and she was like, yeah, like my little niece punched me or whatever, I'd be like, are you okay? Is everything okay? Like, I would not believe that whatsoever. Or if it was a guy, I wouldn't believe that story whatsoever. Meanwhile, Trump is verbally abusing, not directly, but throughout this, Trump basically locks him out and doesn't let him speak. Elon Musk seems to be tweaking out in his goodbye meeting with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. If you can see on the left, his eyes seem to be weirdly sunken in. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has ranted for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and has not let Elon Musk get a single word in. Let me show you over here.
The hottest country right now anywhere in the world. And 6 months ago,
that is Elon Musk doing his neck roll, and the camera pans in, and Trump continues to speak.
I thought it was dead. It was like a dead country, and it would have been a dead country if we didn't have the right result on November 5th. There would have been a horrible, horrible situation was going on with the borders, with trans.
He's bringing up the borders and immigration, but conveniently not allowing Elon Musk to speak. Now, Trump has said multiple contradictory things throughout this. He said, number one, Doge is going to save the country because it's slashing waste, fraud, and abuse and lowering the debt or whatever. But at the same time, the big, beautiful bill is what he calls it, is going to save the country, even though it's big, ugly, and costly to the American people and to our debt. It's going to raise the debt by $5.3 trillion. His entire ideology is incoherent.
It's gender for everyone, men playing in women's sports and so much more. But they were saying the hottest country anywhere in the world. And then I play that little clip because that was one person who's respected. But there were two people because Joe was in that one, too. Joe's a good man.
And I'm not even joking. It looks like Elon Musk might have a black eye. Does anyone else see this? Or does it look like Elon Musk might have a black eye here?
And we're doing really well. When I left, we had no wars. We had no problems. We defeated ISIS. We rebuilt our military.
Just to back up, remember, this is off the back of a bombshell article describing how Elon Musk has been juggling drugs and family drama on the campaign trail. Now, I'm not going to read the full thing, but it talks about while he was spending hundreds of millions of dollars to get Trump elected and to consolidate power, his drug consumption went well beyond occasional use. He told people he was taking so much ketamine, a powerful anesthetic, that it was affecting his bladder, a known effect of chronic use. He took ecstasy and psychedelic mushrooms, and he traveled with a daily medication box that held about 20 pills, including ones with the markings of the stimulant Adderall, according to a photo of the box and the people who have seen it. So he had a box of drugs that he would carry around. Did he just get in a fight with someone overnight? Why is Elon Musk's eye black? None of the content of Trump's speech even matters because he's locking Elon Musk out of the conversation strategically.
That was one group of people saying...
Let's skip a little bit and see if he...
When I left, we had no wars, we had no problems, we defeated ISIS, we rebuilt our military.
So he's gone from the border to the wars to bills, but still not allowed Elon Musk to get a damn word in. And that's because they are trying to kick him out. They've said for months that he is a political liability. They basically used and abused him. Now, I'm not going to lie, it was mutually beneficial. While Elon Musk was in this ketamine-fueled mania with his suitcase of drugs like it's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, he was also shoveling money to the Trump campaign, consolidating power, and once they were both in power, 40 different investigations into Elon Musk's companies have been paused, or halted, or slow-walked, which is incredibly, incredibly beneficial for Elon Musk. To continue, at the same time, Musk's family life has grown increasingly tumultuous as the Trump admin continues to push him out.
And we had no inflation. And when I came back, we had a lot of inflation. We had wars all over the place. We had the embarrassment in Afghanistan where we gave up billions and billions of dollars of military equipment.
Okay, then Elon Musk finally gets some words in.
Let me say perhaps a few words this is not the end of Doge, but really the beginning. My time as a special government employee necessarily had to end. It was a limited time thing. It's 134 days, I believe, which ends in a few days. So it comes with a time limit. But the Doge team will only grow stronger over time. The Doge influence will only grow stronger. I liken it to a sort of Buddhism. It's like a way of life.
He actually sounds rather incoherent for someone who has a clear black eye, for someone who had a bombshell article shredding his drug use and his personal life. I mean, of course, maybe he's sober today, but he didn't actually stutter that much.
This is not the end of Doge, but really the beginning.
The beginning of Doge and insane corruption? Can I remind you guys one more time? The Doge ledger was absolutely riddled with errors. Everything in the Doge ledger was riddled with accounting errors. You can't trust him to do anything. While all of that was happening, Elon Musk, behind the scenes, was yelling at Trump administration officials, was doing a bunch of drugs. These aren't rumors. There are photos of Elon Musk's suitcase of drugs. But to continue.
Most embarrassing moment in the history of our country, I believe that strongly. We have Russia with Ukraine. We had the attack on Israel in October, the horrible attack, October 7th. Horrible, horrible attack.
And what have you done, sir? What have you done about any of this? Number one, with Russia and Ukraine, you've allowed Vladimir Putin to gain territory while Elon Musk turns our country into an oligarchy similar to Russia's. So that peace deal has completely fallen through. There was no deal in the first place. You can sit here and yap about no new wars, but India and Pakistan have started fighting. And meanwhile, Elon Musk looks like he's in the cuck chair in the corner. Why is he standing there? I'm sorry, like at some point I'm starting to feel bad. Do you guys feel bad?
He's never seen anything like it. And now we have something where we're really healing a lot of that. We stopped India and Pakistan.
Why is he just standing there? And by the way, if you've made it this far, make sure that you hit the like button below. Make sure you drop a blue heart. Love all of you guys.
I believe that could have turned out into a nuclear disaster. And I want to thank the leaders of India, the leaders of Pakistan. And I want to thank my people also. We talk trade. And we said, we can't trade with people that are shooting at each other and potentially using nuclear weapons.
Okay, just lock Elon out of the conversation continually. And you know what's kind of ironic about all of this? Elon Musk, only a few days ago, went on camera and said that he's disappointed by Trump's big, beautiful bill and what it means for Doge. Like I said earlier, Elon Musk benefits from this bill because it is a massive redistribution of wealth, but in his ketamine-fueled eyes, he says it undermines all of the work Doge has done. Just to back up for one second, Doge claimed they were going to save $2 trillion. That's what Elon Musk said before the election. After the election, they said maybe $1 trillion is more realistic. Then they came out and claimed they saved $150 billion. But as I pointed out, the ledger was riddled with error. So this reads, Elon Musk says he's disappointed by Trump's big, beautiful bill and what it means for Doge. He said he's disappointed. He said a bill can't be big and beautiful at the same time. So now they're in the Oval Office. Maybe that's why Elon has a shiner. Maybe that's why Elon Musk has a black eye.
And they're great leaders in those countries, and they understood, and they agreed. And that all stopped, and we're stopping others from fighting also, because ultimately...
And then Elon Musk talks about the New York Times article.
The president mentioned that you had to deal with all the slings and arrows during your time at Doge. There's this...
Well, some of the people, you know, some of the media organizations in this room were the slingers.
Well, so there is a New York Times report today that accuses you of blurring the line between...
Is the New York Times, is that the same publication that got a Pulitzer Prize for false reporting on the Russiagate? Is it the same organization?
I think it is.
So I think the judge just ruled against the New York Times for their lies about the Russiagate hoax, and that they might have to give back that Pulitzer Prize. That New York Times? Let's move on.
Okay, then next question. Trump, I got one.
Was that supposed to be some sort of badass moment? I don't know. By the way, everything said in the New York Times article about Russia was true, and the judge didn't rule that the Pulitzer Prize has to be given back. That never happened. The judge ruled that the case can proceed. Then Elon Musk turns away, and you see once again that his like alien eyes are... He's also wearing his Doge father. You know he thought that was so badass. I can almost guarantee you he's going to post that later on Twitter like it was incredibly badass.
Accuses you of blurring the line between...
Is the New York Times, is that the same publication that got a Pulitzer Prize for...
No, it's the same publication that just exposed your ass for having 20 pills, including ones with the marking of a stimulant Adderall, according to a photo of a box in people who travel with it. Now, here's the thing. This also alleges that Elon Musk traveled out of the country. Listen to this. He also took ecstasy and psychedelic mushrooms at private gatherings across the United States and at least one other country, according to those who attended events. Meaning Elon Musk, representing us on our behalf, likely took drugs over the border from the United States to other countries to consume them. That means Elon Musk was allegedly drug trafficking. And by that standard, I think we could deport him. By Stephen Miller standards, if somebody who is not born in the United States is drug trafficking and is trying to tamper with the system, what do you guys think? Is that fair? Let's continue.
We can fight better than anybody. We have the greatest military in the world. We have the greatest leaders in the world. We put one of them in charge of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as you know, General Raisin Kane. And we wiped out ISIS, completely wiped out ISIS in 3 weeks. They said it would take 5 years, and we did it in 3 weeks.
He continues to ramble to try to divert away from the Elon Musk disaster. Just to continue a little bit more, he took ecstasy and psychedelic mushrooms. There are also texts that leaked, quote, "There are at least half a dozen initiatives of significance to take me down," he wrote in a text message to someone close to him last May. Quote, "The Biden admin views me as the number two threat after Trump." Trump then calls the auto pen the greatest scandal in American history.
Do you think that Dr. Jill Biden should also have to come in and testify about what she did or didn't do?
Well, I hate the concept of it. It's the wife of a man who was going through a lot of problems, and everybody that dealt with him understood that. And I guess it came out during the debate loud and clear. That was the biggest signal of all. They have to do what's right. The country was, there was a lot of dishonesty in the election, as you know, 2020. That's been now caught.
Who knows that? Who knows that whatsoever?
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.